Right. We've got comedy, music, and variety shows 7 nights a week, both here in the main showroom. Please take this opportunity to extinguish your cell phones and place your e-cigarettes on vibrate. And remember, there's absolutely no talking, heckling, or photography during tonight's show. Your bartender tonight is Brandon. Let's hear it for Brandon, everybody. Oh, what a hero to the people. If you need food or drinks at any point throughout the show, head on to the bar and quietly order from that fully union-affiliated young man. SAG-AFTRA, he's got it all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough about quiet. Let's make a big round of applause for your host of Phil Hendry and Friends. Give it up for the man himself, legendary Phil Hendry!
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so they did a sound check here with Nat Taylor, Super Nat. Anybody remember him? Fuck no, all right, forget it. Welcome to the show, folks, Phil Hendry and Friends. I'm Phil Hendry. Any guy that does this, you know, is like, he took a gunshot in the back. We have a great lineup for you tonight. We call it Phil Hendry and Friends because these are people that I collect off the street, and then I call them my friends, and it doesn't cost all that much, but it's enough. How many of you guys know I come from the, and I'm going to be very quick because we got a lot of great people tonight. We got Lana Turner's coming up after me. Lana Turner, folks, come on. We also have with us, hey, Sarah Schaefer's with us. Who put my glasses on? I got a whole list of folks here. Seth Herzog is with us. Horatio Sanz is with us, my brother. We got Brent Weinbach. We got Theo Vaughn. We got Emily Heller. We got Aziz Ansari. Possibly. So, I come from the world of radio. I was a rock and roll disc jockey, which means you get no respect in the world of the artist. Seriously, if you're a rock jock, you're the kind of guy who's like, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Starship, or whatever the fuck your name is. Yeah, that's great, man. And they pretend like they need you, but they don't. In country music, it's different. Country disc jockeys and country artists get along very, very well. Country artists are, literally, they are. They're very down-home. They're nice people. And when they say, come on over to the house, they mean it. So it takes a lot to piss one of them off. So I've got this character that I do, Gene Jabel, and I'm one of the top country disc jockeys in America. I've had my ass kicked by some of the great country artists of all time. And tonight here on Country USA, we're going to hear about the stories where I got my ass thoroughly kicked by some of the big stars. That's right, I'm Gene Jabel, and let me tell you something. I used to have a management company, but when I met up with Merle Haggard, I said, who is this cheap creep of a con? I wouldn't hire this guy, or I wouldn't manage this guy on a bet. He came with a banjo and said, please, Mr. Jabel, would you please manage me? I said, get your hillbilly ass the hell out of here. And then 6 months later, I found out he was a big hit, so I went over to his house, knocked on the door, and his bodyguards met me at the door. They smuggled me into a limousine. They ejected me out onto the freeway. I know how to ball up so I can bounce properly, hit the grill of a Peterbilt right onto the median, almost died. So, thank you. That's Gene Jabel. And so that is the world of country disc jockeys. And the world of rock and roll disc jockeys is slightly different. Like I said, they don't respect your ass at all. In fact, I met a guy whose name was Tom. And from Tom, I got a character by the name of Chris Norton. And Chris, my name is Chris Norton. And a lot of women like me because of my sass. I have a great sexuality, you know. In fact, this New Year's, I was talking to my girlfriend, Rossanne. And Rossanne and I, she's extremely beautiful. And what we try to do is relax. So basically any word with X in it, you see. And so this is a cat who was like, you know, I'm into adult films right now. We're making an adult film called Cessus Press to Mars. Have any of you ever seen Cessus Press? Okay, well, y'all got to see Cessus Press for Mars. Because of my sessual energy and the sessual potential that I have, it's going to be very, very sessy. And we're filming right over here on Riz Sissy Sis. So come on out and see it. Who's producing? My sister. And okay, great. So that's the world. That's what you do after you do disc jockey stuff in the world of rock and roll radio. So we're very happy to have you with us here, folks. I have to cut this short, first of all, because it's another tough room tonight. That's what people say when we suck. Just a tough room. No, it ain't a tough room. We suck. But we do have a great lineup tonight, folks. I'm going to bring her out because she and I have been talking on Twitter. In fact, we met over Twitter. In fact, I meet a lot of people over Twitter. And then you meet them in real life. You're like, sorry I did that. No, I'm kidding. But I want to bring out, ladies and gentlemen, she's got her guitar with her, too, so this ought to be really cool. Lana Turner, folks.
Hey guys, how are you? Give it up for Phil. Let him hear it. It's nice to be here. Look at you guys. I do have my guitar. I'm gonna play you guys some songs in a minute. But I think it's important. I have my name in the neck of my guitar, which is pretty cool, right? But there's an H in Lana, which I always like to point out because otherwise backwards it spells anal. So, but my guitar is not named me. Like if you're a musician, you always name a beautiful guitar like this its own name. So this one, actually, I named it after my favorite uncle because now I can stick my fingers in his hole. So, yeah. Don't groan. That's what I did at first. Just relax and enjoy it. It's so much better if you just relax and enjoy it. I'm a lot at the top. I usually go a little later in the show because I tend to come on a little strong. Right out the gate, a little molestation. There you go. That's for you. Like loosening you up right at the beginning. Addiction runs in my family. yeah, I'm worried because I've got kids about the genetic component. My daughter the other day, she's 9, and she was eating Tic Tacs and pretending they were pills. I know, I was so upset because she was washing them down with vodka. And my son, I worry about him, he's 7. He's very spontaneous. And the other day, I caught him in my shower washing his asshole with my electric toothbrush. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this some sort of gateway to like some sexual addiction or something? But I'm not worried because I tried it later and it felt amazing. So I think we're okay. My husband, I would say to him, I love you so much. Please, you have to go back to rehab again. I'm worried about you. And he would say, fuck you, bitch. So we're getting divorced. And it's okay. I'm happy about it now. It took about a year for me to figure out how much of a blessing that really is. Because I didn't realize, like, it was hard for a long, long time, really, really hard. My mom always hated him. We were together for nearly 2 decades. She always hated him. She showed up at our wedding wearing black. I know, and he said it was to match the bags under her eyes. So, but I'm a mom. Are there any moms here? Yeah, we got a couple moms. Like, we're wise. Moms are wise. Like, we know things. As a mother, I know I can teach my children stuff that they don't. And, like, it's just, it's crazy. So I wrote a song for my mom, for all of our moms. So here you go. I hope you're ready for it. My mama was wise. Her proverbs were good. If you listen to mama, life turned out like it should. She said grass is greener on the other side, and be careful what you put in your mouth and behind. My mama was wise, my mama knew. Small dicks are perfect for oral and anal too. Mama said sucking big cock isn't fun. If you're gonna lick a dick, it's best to lick a little one. Yeah, mama said to deep throat, you've gotta be a nut. And no one wants monster cock going in their butt. Too much of a good thing ain't good, mama knew. That small dicks are perfect for oral and anal too. What was that? Y'all didn't sing along. I did the whole universal, come on, fuckers, sing along, and nobody joined in. All right, you'll get another chance in a minute, okay? I'll let you know. Granny said big wiener ain't a big win. You can make up for size with a cucumber spatula or rolling pin. Oh, many things go in a vagina, according to Granny. But only certain things fit proper inside your fanny. Great granny told granny, so my mama knew. Ready? Small dicks are perfect for oral and anal too. You still didn't sing. Not sure why. I mean, really. I mean, okay, well, black guys, they hate this song. Like, what do you mean it ain't good for anal? It's not good. It's just not. Asians fucking love this song. Is this all white people here? You're all really uptight. I'll just tell you straight up. All right. You'll get another chance to sing at the end. I expect you to do it. It's a lesson passed through generation not to pass on little dick, just to get a guy with a big one who's a real prick, because size, it don't matter when you're old and gray, when that dick, it don't work no more anyway. Because even a little pecker can hit a clit. My mama knew that small dicks are perfect for oral and anal too. There you go. Some of you are catching on. Let's try it again. Ready? Because small dicks are perfect for oral and anal too. One more time for mama. Ready? Yeah, small dicks are perfect for oral and anal too. Thank you. My ex, they're still going through the messy divorce process. I was at the attorney the other day. It fucking sucks. He actually said to me, I will not allow you to stay in that house and fuck other dudes. I was like, well, you filed for divorce. Where am I supposed to fuck other dudes? I think that's hilarious. Well, it's tough, but it's all right. I'm going to be okay. So here we go. I'll do another one. By the way, you learn a lot about yourself when you go through a traumatic experience like a divorce, right? You do. You learn so much. Like, for example, I never knew I loved giving blowjobs. It turns out all these years I just hated sucking his dick. Again, you guys are way too fucking uptight. I told you, I'm better later in the show. Okay, here you go. Sometimes I close my eyes. I see the dream. Life shakes me loose, and it's not what it seems. Love is tough. Hurts so hard to mend. No, you don't find love thinking it will ever end. I don't mean to be rude or come off blunt. He loved the pussy, but he hated the cunt. He hated the cunt. I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be. I never lied or tried to be anything but me. I was in it to win it. I gave without refrain, but for loving you, I must have been insane. When you fall in love, you're over the hunt. He loved the pussy, but he hated the cunt. He hated the cunt. Don't feel bad for me. I'll be okay. I mean, I'm preserved. I look all right, right? And I'm funny. I got comedy, right? And if I ever get this divorce settled, I'm going to be fucking rich. Who wants it? No? All right. Out of this cunt, I gave him two lives. And the love of this pussy was never denied. No matter how much you love someone, well, there's nothing left you can say or do when it's over and done. I had your back, always put you in front. He loved the pussy. Ready? But he hated the cunt. Come on. He hated the cunt. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I would love to give you more. You've been wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a great night. It's fun making you say cunt.
Lana Turner, folks. Yeah. Yeah. Come around out of the box there. Bobby?
Oh, hi. I'm Bobby Dooley. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I know it's weird. I have a beard and everything. I'm in a sports jacket. But I am a woman, and I'm the mother of three boys, Dylan, Seth, and Justin. Regular kids, good kids. They were brought to the L.A. Sheriff brought them back to the house today, spray painting swastikas on synagogues, but I don't know anything about that. That's kid stuff, isn't it? Huh? It's the new normal, huh? You've heard about the new normal, right, haven't you? Oh, yeah, swastikas and that sort of thing. Sure, it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's good. But I just wanted to mention that we're going to be having our Easter happening. We at Western States Homeowners Association, I'm the president. And Easter is wonderful. And we are Christian, all right, because I heard some complaints. People said there was a lot of, you know, drum banging and there was a fire. Yes, there was a large bonfire and there was some pretty frenetic dancing around it late until about 1 a.m. And a lot of just boom, 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 boom. You know, Steve, my husband's here. Steve, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, boom, 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 do.
Great. So what's pagan about that? Jesus, these people. But anyway, this is wonderful. I've never done a stand-up live stage up stand comedy stand thing. But I haven't worked out any material. And I'll tell you, because people say, just stand there, Bobby, and talk. And I'm like, what's that mean? What's that about? Do you know? So anyway, Phil's going to be back because there's an awful lot of people that need to come up here and do things. But I just wanted to mention that we're having our Homeowners Association meeting. We also have, of course, our Wintertacular. And that's where, Steve, you'll do your tiki dance?
Yeah, I'll get the tiki torch.
Good. The tiki torch and everything will be out. And also, Steve, you go out in the...
I'm going to wear that.
Yeah, the Speedo. So that'll be around the pool at 4 a.m. And then we'll have our Young Miss fashion show. Sponsored by, I think, Reese's Cups or something, but the kids are fat, and it bothers me. But anyway, thank you very much for being here, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Henry.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Henry.
What's that?
I said it's H-E-N-D-R-I-E.
Oh, I thought it was Henry. Didn't you think so, Bill Henry? Oh, it's not Bill Henry.
Get out of here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I didn't really strike her. I just pretend like I hit her. All right, folks, it's great to have you with us here tonight. We got a very, very funny bunch of folks that are just sitting over there steaming away. They're driving me nuts. I got to get them up here real fast. It's just like, come on, let's go, go, go. Sarah Schaefer, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Coming up, she's getting her cast removed.
I've never performed on crutches before, so I didn't think this through. I'll go sit at the piano.
Can you see me if I'm over there, though? Should I go over there? Can you pull the stage? I can't. You're on bring it on stage. No, I want to sit at the piano. Okay.
Hi, this is so much better. I sprained my ankle. I have no jokes about it because it hurt real bad, and it's not funny to me yet. I see a young woman over there with, I just have to ask you, where did you get those puppy things for your crutches? Because I want that shit. Crutch critters? They got horse? Does it look like you have puppies like growing out of your pits? Oh my God. All right, you're gonna have a crutch, $44. It is worth it. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna get that crutch party afterwards. Okay. Everyone, when I went to the ER, everyone was like, I know. Hold on. I need to see y'all, but everything I do, people are very afraid right now because they think I'm going to fall again. Like just then, I'm sure some of you were like, no, don't try to adjust it. Don't. Just sit there. I'm sorry the crutches are blocking your view of my face, which is very beautiful. Don't let the injury distract you from my beauty. When I went to the ER, they were like, "What's your story? Got to get your story straight." And I was like, I was like fainting. I was in so much pain. And I was like, I fell on some ice. And I got major notes from everyone in the ER that I interacted with about that. So they were like, "Let me give you a little feedback on that story. It's not good enough." It's like I couldn't even get my story right. I just fell. I'm not a musical comedian. But maybe I am. So 2017, huh? It's going great. I know we were all like, 2016, can't wait for it to be over. But like, who can't wait for, 2017 is already off to a great start. Who can't wait for it to be over? I'm not talking about the year, I'm talking about all of it. Who can't wait for it to be over? I'm ready. I want the end to come. I'm done. Mama's tired. I don't want to fight. Just take me in the first wave. I don't want to go on a supply run. I don't want to forage. I don't even want to repopulate the earth with the men in my group because I'm the only girl left. I have thought this through. Even if it's Rick, I don't care anymore. I'm done. And let's be honest, I wouldn't last one fucking second. obviously, I wouldn't last one fucking second. But there's so many. Y'all can see the evidence before you. I would not last one second. But there's so many other things about me that y'all don't even know. It wouldn't even be a struggle. I would just lay down and take it because what's the point? I actually do play piano, but I'm super nervous in front of people, so it's worthless. My hand starts shaking as soon as it goes near the keys, if there's people in the room. When people aren't in the room, I'm Tori Amos. But okay. So... should I do that as like my thing now? Like I'm the crutch comedian, and not only is the piano my crutch, but so is the crutch. Oops, I hurt my ankle, so I have to play the piano. I don't even know how to play. I should do that. I should get really good and get over my piano fear and pretend I don't know how to play. Should I just try? Should I just try? I should just try, right? God, what's happening? Everything I do is good. Don't you hate that when, starlets, this is a common interview story that young female actresses, often musical-inclined actresses tell, which is, I just went to the audition with my friend. My friend was auditioning, and I just went with her for support. But I got the part. I didn't even want it. My friend did. But I got it. Bitch, you wanted the part. There's nothing more you wanted than that part. You're trying to pretend you just happened to show up. I might be the friend in that story, but I can't push the pedals like I normally would. Aww, the microphone told me to stop. It went limp. All right, I'll try to tell some real jokes now. One of the reasons I know that I wouldn't survive one second in the apocalypse, I see this man is straining to see my beautiful face. I'm sorry. One of the reasons I know I wouldn't survive for 1 second in the apocalypse is because I have been through some real life test scenarios in which I actually think I'm going to die. Quite often, actually, because I have this super chill thing called night terrors, which is when you wake up in the middle of the night and you are fully hallucinating a person or a thing in your room that's trying to kill you, and you react as if you are going to die just for a few seconds, and then you come to and you realize that you're fine. But when this happens, I freak out, you know, and then I turn the light on and I see what I've done to defend myself, which is to throw a pillow. That's all I do. I throw a pillow across the room. That's my instinct when I'm being attacked, is to get into a pillow fight. You meanie, don't kill me. That's what I think is a good idea in the moment. That's terrible. I also know I wouldn't survive for 1 second because in these night terrors, I scream. And now I know my scream. Now, most people here think they know their scream. Like their, oh, I'm gonna die scream, okay? You don't know your scream. Every woman in here thinks she has the scream of a skinny blonde woman. You don't know that. Like, oh, I've got a great scream. I have the kind of scream that makes Batman come. No. I know my scream. I don't have that kind of scream. I don't have the kind of scream that makes Batman show up. I have the kind of, nobody comes running. I have the kind of scream that makes other people scream. I have the kind of scream that turns people into vegetarians because they think it's the sound of a pig dying. I'm not kidding. Like they hear it, and then the next time someone gives them bacon, they're like, I can't eat that. I can't unhear the cries, you know? I know my scream is bad because when I first started having night terrors, I lived in this tiny apartment in Brooklyn where people lived above me, below me, to the side of me. And not once did anyone ever check on me. Not once did anyone go, hey, are you okay in there? And I know they could hear me dying because I could hear them fucking, okay? Nobody once was like, are you all right? No. So do y'all want to hear my scream? I'll leave you guys on this. I'll haunt you guys on this. Here's my scream. This is my real scream. That's my scream. Like, that is... I'm sorry. I can't help it. Like, it is... I didn't choose that, okay? Don't you dare judge me, because you don't know your scream. Guys, thank you so much for indulging me. I feel better. I'm gonna get out of here slowly.
Hey, Sarah Schaefer, let's just kind of watch her go across the stage uncomfortably. Let's just be really quiet and issue. No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Sarah. Beautiful. And thank you, ma'am, with the puppies and the thing. That's great. I'd like to know where to get those. Maybe we can, if you want to get those puppies, they're over at Sears, and they're like $5.95.
All right.
So thank you very much. That was outstanding. We still to come. We've got a ton of folks. Horatio just showed up, and now he's leaving. So Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, just to give you some, you know, this is, that's what I do, folks. I do characters, okay? Give me a fucking break here. And now let me assume... Jay?
Thanks a lot, Phil. What a freak, huh? Is he nuts or what? He is nuts. I'm Jay. I just want to let you all know that there are egress and access areas. You're going to want to, if there's any kind of a terrorism, okay, don't worry about that. I can handle that. My men are here, sub-commanders. We wear pith helmets. We've got an armband. Have on wingtips. And not that that's going to help you with the way we're dressed. The way you're dressed is not going to help you. It's the way we respond to the terrorisms. And there are terrorisms. There's me. I'm kidding. But there is a case where if your waitress does something weird, I may dive. Some of us may just dive off the stage and grab her. So I hope you're okay with that. One of the other things I want to tell you about, if you're doing fireworks this year, we have Operation Cool Down. We're going to be driving around. And if we do see any of you with sparklers or any of that stuff, we will interdict. That word doesn't mean what you think it does. It means to interdict means to stop you. It doesn't mean I'm going to pull my dick out, or excuse my language, but a lot of people have said, well, what's that mean, you pull your dick out? I'm a law enforcement, okay? I'm here to say lives. I've swallowed my L's, excuse me, I come from Western Pennsylvania. People say, what's your favorite country artist? I say, oh, I love it. And all right, so thanks a lot. That was great. All right, well, I'm going to get Phil Henry back out here. Just remember that. If you need me, I'm over here drinking. But my reflexes are still pretty good. Phil?
Thanks a lot, Jay. And he's drinking straight tequila. All right. Listen, we've got some more folks to have up here. And as the sooner I'm off, the better. We have Timmy, Toby, Jimmy, Joey. No, there's the kids I'm babysitting. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, who was coming up now? Seth. Seth Herzog. Sorry, Seth. I thought Emily. Seth Herzog, folks.
Bobby, everybody. I got to tell you, I'm a little pissed. I'm a little upset. Sarah Schaefer literally just did the exact set I was going to do tonight. But that's all I prepared, so that's all you're going to get. So who wants everything to be over? Who wants the whole thing to end already? I'm just going to lay down and take it. I play piano. I'm Tori fucking Amos. Literally, that's all I had. Phil asked me to come perform, and I said I will perform on one condition. Two conditions. This table is free. No one sits there the entire fucking show. I want up front. No one sits up front. I don't care. One dude, maybe. After that, zero. Or else I do not walk on stage unless it's completely clear. So thank you, Phil. And I want an audience that's tempted. So very good. Very good, all of you. You guys, perfect. Oh, my Lord. Remember we were so worried about the Oscars being so white? Seems like innocent days, doesn't it, now? Oh, my Lord, we were so worried. Oscars are too white. We were kids then. So sweet we were. No idea what was coming. Things are changing. Everything's changing quickly. This fall, Black Friday was officially changed to All Days Matter. It's true. That's a true fact. You can look it up. It's weird. Everything's weird. We elected a mean girl. We elected like an eighth grade mean girl in office. Just anything, he just tweets all day about whatever annoys him. You're all a bunch of losers. That's it. All day. Press sucks. CIA sucks. You saw they couldn't even find Jason Bourne, and they made him. CIA is a bunch of losers. Sad. CIA. CIA sucks, too. Everyone sucks. He literally tweeted yesterday that Schwarzenegger's ratings weren't as good as his. The president tweeted that the ratings of a show he's a producer on weren't as good as when he was the star. That's where his head's at, not caring about anything else that's happening with the country. Just to let you know. Not that you don't know that. Anyway, I think if he tweets something, he thinks it's a law. You know? Like if he sees a squirrel that's bothering him, he's like, all squirrels are now named Rosie O'Ferret. That's officially their new names. Squirrels suck. Sad. It's true. And there was another shooting today. Did you hear? In Fort Lauderdale. Which, if you've ever been there, I get it. But still, it's sad. It's terrible. And I don't know, does anyone know, is it terrorism or a misunderstood soul? A crazy person. So it's a white guy. Okay, cool. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was officially crazy misunderstood guy or terrorism yet. It's a big difference. It's unbelievable. Shootings, and they're so common. There's so many. And everyone, and we've learned how to emote. Everyone knows how to emote on Facebook. Everyone has these long posts all day. And I'm sick of it. I'm just like, I know everyone's got a lot of opinions, and I'm glad that everyone's very passionate about stuff. But if any, I just can't read any more 3-page posts about how sad you are about everything. Like if there's, especially people that start with, I'd never normally do this, but not only am I not reading it, you're dead to me. I wish there was a you're dead to me button. There should be a button, not a like, hate, sad, and I'm never talking to you again. That should be a button. Not just unfriend, but like unfriend for reals. Like when you hit it, your contacts just erase them out of your phone. And the one I found most interesting, the one in Paris, when the shooting happened in Paris, it just gave everyone an excuse to write about how they've been to Paris. Do you remember that? There was a terrible shooting in Paris, and everyone's goddamn post was, oh, Paris. Oh, I love Paris. You know, I lived there for a year. You know that, right? Oh, here's a picture of me in front of my favorite bakery in Rue de Saint-Antoine. I love Paris. My favorite. Thoughts and prayers. That's all anyone did was post pictures of themselves in Paris. Like, I get it. You've been to Paris. I get it. No one did that for San Bernardino. There was no love for San Bernardino, your neighbor to the east. You live a 30-minute drive away. No one in this room has spent a night in San Bernardino. You've all been to Paris. No one's been to San Bernardino. There wasn't one post, not one. I love San Bernardino. I did a year at San Bernardino State. Here's a picture of me in front of the Chili's too at San Bernardino. Oh, thoughts and prayers, San Bernardino. No one cares about San Bernardino. The jewel of the West. Oh, anyway, lots to discuss. Christmas time just happened. Everyone have a fun one? Fun Christmas? 3 of you? I love Christmas as a Jew. I'm a big, fat Jew, but I love Christmas because I'm an American first. But, I love Christmas Carol is one of my favorite films. I've seen all of them. And I always love how Ghost of Christmas Present is like the laziest of all the ghosts. Because they have no real special power. They make you think you do, but their whole thing is, come with me. I'll show you what's happening right now. Any of us could be the Ghost of Christmas Present. It's got to show up in a green robe and laugh a lot and say, here we go. This is happening as we speak. Shh, they can't see us. It seems kind of a cheap way out. Anyway, what else? Oh, everyone's taking a lot of like vacations. A lot of your people in the office take breaks, take vacations, go to exotic place. I always have a big pet peeve is that, especially in New York where I'm from, people take these exotic vacations and they're dying to talk about it. All they want to do is just talk about their vacation. But they can't just talk about it. They have to be asked because they're supposedly polite. So people show up to work in like a full dashiki. Have you ever had that in your office? Someone will show up in like a crazy native dress, like an embroidered robe to work. And they're just, you know, Xeroxing. And you have to ask, I see you're wearing a dashiki today. What? Oh, this? That's so funny you ask. I just got back from Zimbabwe. What? You've never been? Very offended that you've never been to wherever crazy place they just went. I cannot believe you've never been to Zimbabwe. Oh my God, do yourself a favor, get on a plane, go to the airport, and go to Zimbabwe right now. Oh my God, it is the best. The people, the people, oh my God, they have nothing, but they're so happy. The fruit, oh, it's like another kind of fruit we don't get. They make their own beer. There, it's amazing. They have a different set of values than we do. Like there, you don't, you can't own property. You only own feelings. That's everyone who just came back from anywhere, I feel like. Everyone in America just goes to some country for a week, 1 year, and goes, look how poor you are. You're so poor. Oh, yes, you are so poor. You're so poor. Look how poor you all are. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Don't move. Okay, poor selfie. Poor selfie, you and me, orphans. I can't tell you how many pictures I see. It's just, first of all, it's just poor porn. For Americans to go anywhere, it's just poor porn. I see so many pictures online of people with just orphans. I was like, those orphans don't like you. They're smiling because you probably gave them money. Anyway, was that too real for you guys? Does all of you post pictures with orphans? Pictures have changed how we go on vacation. I feel like women don't even want to go on a real vacation anymore. They just want to take a picture of their legs by water and post it and say, office today, #blessed. And they could just go home. They're done. As long as their friends are jealous of them, that's all they care about. They don't have to have fun on vacation. Everyone's thinking about their life choices. All right. Thank you, guys. You guys have been fun. And thanks for coming out, live comedy. Phil!
Seth Herzog, folks. Seth, he's great. Steve, you want to... Steve Bozell, ladies and gentlemen, just for a few minutes. Mr. Bozell.
Thank you. I wanted to just come out and say hello. My name is Steve Bozell. I live in Corona, California. I have a construction company, and I want to tell everybody, because I did hear Jay Santos talk about the, you know, terrorism and everything, and I'm worried about it, but I don't think you should be worried about it. I took a case of KY jelly back to, and I know I say KY jelly immediately, people start thinking, but all I mean is I had a case of KY jelly in case the world ended on New Year's Day, and a road warrior come down and want to take me, or whatever. But however, everything wound up good, so I took it back. My neighbor was making fun of me and everything. That's all I want to say.
That's it?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, man. Excuse me? Oh my God, what are you talking about taking KY jelly back? All right, well, okay, and I'd also like to say hello to all my friends and neighbors and everybody. Come on out to Corona, California. I do stand-up comedy at the men's club there, the church social on Sundays. I got a couple of jokes if you want. What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs laying on the floor? Matt. And knock, knock, who is there? Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln who? You never heard of Abraham Lincoln. What a fucking... All right, thanks, Steve, you suck. Fuck you, man. Tell me to fuck off, man. I'll kick your ass. Listen to that guy. He's saying the F word and stuff. All right. Okay, I've been called the F word by, like, hair nose tremors and shit, so it's cool, because I hallucinate. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd now like to welcome Emily Heller. Emily! Woo-hoo!
How's it going, everybody? Great to be here. I'm in therapy. Thank you. Thank you. Always clap when a comedian tells you they're in therapy. I think therapy's great. I think everyone should be in therapy. Everyone should be in therapy. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for your friends. They don't want to hear it anymore. If you think you don't need therapy, here's what I want you to do. Tell your best friend that you're thinking about it. See how relieved they look. That's all I'm saying. I became an aunt recently. Thank you. Thank you. My sister did most of the work. But I was right there texting her. It's cool. You know, I really thought my parents loved me until they became grandparents. And it turns out they were giving me about 50%. I know what their love looks like now. It's a new thing I hadn't seen before. Frankly, it's dazzling. We've got a photo stream on our phones for pictures of the baby. Anytime my sister takes a picture of the baby, she adds it to the photo stream. We all get a notification. There's a new picture of the baby. If we hang out with the baby, we can add a picture. That's not what I've been using it for. What I like to do is I like to upload pictures of myself doing just whatever the baby was doing in the last picture. But, like, a little bit better. You know what I mean? With more dexterity. He's cuter than me. I'll give him that. But I put the triangle block right in the triangle hole. First try. None of this banging around on the box stuff. Raising kids seems hard, which is why I am all in favor of putting your kid on a leash if you want to. Put your kid on a leash. I don't care. I've never seen a kid on a leash who didn't need that leash. You know what I mean? The leash is always taut, always reaching for a stranger's mouth. Put your kid on a leash. I don't care. I don't understand a single argument against it. People are like, well, I don't want to put my kid on a leash because I want him to explore. I want him to be an explorer. You guys know explorers, history's worst monsters. Why would we encourage that behavior? Maybe if Columbus's mom had put him on a leash as a kid, he wouldn't have spent his adulthood murdering everyone he met. Teach boundaries young is what I'm saying. People are like, well, what happens when you take a kid off the leash and then they go crazy? And to that I say, I'm not going to be there then. We're all at the airport now. I'm not saying you have to put your kid on a leash. I'm just saying if someone else wants to do it, cut them some slack, which, by the way, is a phrase we got from leashes. This election was the worst. We all know that. I think Donald Trump was the Air Bud of this election. But I also think that Air Bud was the villain of that movie. Because think about it. Imagine for a moment that you're one of the kids on the other basketball team. Like, you're one of the kids who has to play basketball against a golden retriever. You're just a kid who loves basketball, right? You've been practicing basketball. You know the rules of basketball. You showed up to the gym that day expecting to play another child at basketball. That's Hillary Clinton, right? She's just been like, put me in, coach, for the last 8 years. And we finally did. And then this freaking fluffy dog who has no business on the court comes running out, distracting everybody. He doesn't know the rules. He can't know the rules. He is a dog. He's traveling like crazy. Where's the ref? And everyone's just fine with it? Because there's nothing in the rule book that says a pumpkin-headed reality TV star can't be president? Let's write more rules. What are we waiting for on this one? I should also say, I have not seen Air Bud. But I feel like I pieced it together pretty well. Thank you guys very much. I've been Emily Heller.
Hey, Emily, thank you. Emily Heller, folks. Dave Oliva is going to come out. Dave, you...
I just wanted to, not a big thing, man.
All right, well, I just wanted to let you come out.
I just want to say that, like, I'm digging this and everything. My name's Dave. How you doing? Okay. And I come from Monterey Park. That's California. I'm 21 years old. I have, my brother and I have an auto detailing business right now, but I'm also going to school to study to be LAPD, which, in my opinion, is the greatest, police department there is. And so I want to be LAPD, so whatever, but that's what I want to do, And I went a ride along today, and we stuck some oregano in a bag and put in a guy's car, and he's like all freaking out. And I go, I'm fucking with you, man. He's like, oh, fuck, he starts crying and shit, that's pretty funny. But it's the shit that you do. It's shit you do, when you're training to be LAPD or any police officer that you want to be. You fuck around like that, just to see, how tough people are. Because tough, they're not, man. I go, okay, you're under arrest, man, for, possession of weed and shit. And a lot of times people don't know what you can laugh if you want, but a lot of people don't know the way you're supposed to do it. You drag step to the car. Does anybody know what a drag step is? Drag step is very important because the car's here, you get out of your vehicle, and you drag step to it, like, what the fuck, And that's what you say, what the fuck, man. You have to say it out loud so they hear. Otherwise, it's like unconstitutional or some shit, Hey, what the fuck you up to, man? What the fuck you up to, man? What the fuck you up to, man? Then you swing around, and the dudes are like, ah, It's pretty fucking funny, too, when you see it. And you go, what's up? And you go, what the? I go, and you're supposed to say, because they tell us in the police academy, what the fuck are you doing, man? I mean, I would have blown your fucking head off, you know? And dudes are, that's constitutional, that's police procedure. All right, thank you. So anyway, well, that's what I want to be, LAPD. And today I was over at the movie theater, but I was about to holster my weapon. You know, you go like, yeah, okay. Unholster your weapon. Yeah. Got it, man. So anyway, today I was at the movie theater, and I go like, what the fuck is this, man? This old lady's going in to see The Mummy? Have you ever seen The Mummy? Okay, that's cool, but it was like 10:30 at night. What's an old lady going in to see Mummy at 10:30 at night? What is that shit? Some dude said, my brother-in-law goes, because that shit was out when she was a kid too, man. The Mummy comes from like 1931 or something. I'm like, what? So anyway, you probably people know about that shit. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I want to say. Phil Henry's going to bring on Coco Marx. Come on, Phil.
All right, man. Hey, we do have Dave. You may be up with this next one.
Whatever, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome tonight our very good friend Coco Marx. Coco Marx, ladies and gentlemen. My man.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. I'm Coco Marx. You may know my great-grandfather, Groucho. So I used to work at a nice record store in Rancho Cucamonga. It was called Golden Memories. I sold cassettes of old radio shows. I sold old CDs and records, but people don't buy it anymore, you know, with U-Tunes and Spotify's or what have you, Napster. People are just ripping everything off now. So I figured I had to sell my business, so I'd go into the family business, which is comedy. So if you would indulge me, I'd like to try a few jokes. My great-grandfather used to smoke a cigar, but for this purpose, I'll smoke this fake vape. I'd like to try a knock-knock joke with you guys. Knock-knock. Kim Jong. Kim Jong-un, you fucking racists. Here's one you kids will identify with. Who's single here? Yeah, me too. How about it? Isn't dating weird here in Los Angeles? The other day, yes, you got it, honey. The other day, I go on a date with a young lady, and she says, do you eat pupusas? I said, well, not usually before dinner. That's a joke about me eating vagina. Because, you know, it's a serious thing. Mike Douglas got throat cancer from eating too much pussy. And, you know, something we should all be aware of. I have another pupusa joke, but I need crowd participation. Ask me what a pupusa is. It's a meerkat's asshole. Ask me again. It's a skunk's taint. Ask me again. It's a Peruvian word for kangaroo pussy. Thank you. I like to say pussy a lot in my act. This is a good one. You guys, like I said before, a lot of things have changed. We used to have records and all, and 8 tracks. Those were fun. And now, you know, there's a different way. You have to be a certain way. You can't just be an animal out there. You know, in the old days, we would go, hey, what's a pupusa? And you say something like, I don't know, this is my penis. You know, people don't do that anymore. You know, in the old days, you go like, $50, I got your $50 right here. I used to say it too. I used to say, Mom, the priest touched me right here. How are you, sir? Good to see you. I was making a joke about a priest touching my ass. Page 3. So did you guys vote for Trump? Anyone? Well, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have stayed home and watched Goon of Thrones or fucking Stranger Things. Did you vote? Did you voted? Who else did? Who didn't vote? I didn't vote because I'm not from this country. So that's my excuse, but, you know. Hey, and whatever, you know, Trump likes the Russians, and that's okay, you know. Why not? Let's have a good relationship with Russia. You know, we find out now that they've been hacking our elections. I thought that was odd. I figured it was the Chinese, except they're busy hacking dogs. It is, but it's true. Google it. They have a whole holiday where they just kill dogs. I'm going to do this joke in honor of my great-grandfather Groucho. I shot an elephant in my pajamas the other day. How he got my pajamas, I'll never know. I know why I shot him, because he was fucking my wife. Let's think about that. My wife is fucking an elephant, which means her vagina has to be really large. That's okay. All right. Here's another joke. I would never belong to a club would accept me as a member. That's why I'm joining ISIS. There are a lot of gay people here in West Hollywood. That's okay. I was walking in here, a young fella asked me, are you good with gay rights? I said, hey, I'm good with gays' rights. I'm good with their lefts. It's the middle I'm not thrilled about, because that's where their dick is. And Coco don't play that. It's a new catchphrase of mine, Coco don't play that. More current events. Penn State was in the Rose Bowl. It reminded me of Jerry Sandusky. He was a child molester. And he said in an interview with NBC that he was just horsing around. Just horsing around, he said. So I took the liberty of looking up the definition myself. It said to engage in horseplay, fooling around like a football coach munching on a kid's cock. Oh. Kanye has recently checked himself into the mental hospital. Apparently, someone sat him down and explained to Kanye. So he was like, what have I been doing? Have you watched, you dated Kim Kardashian. What the hell? Yeah. And have you seen the uncut version of the Ray J tape? It's not a very good decision, is what I'm thinking. I mean, you know, guys gonna have to give away half of that shit. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the time I have for myself. Wait, do I have something else here? Oh, this. Oh, that's thank you very much. all right, everybody. I'm Horatio Sands. Thank you for indulging my stand-up. Let's give it up for Phil Hendry, one of my heroes. True, true genius. Phil Hendry, everybody.
Funny as hell, man. Horatio Sands, ladies and gentlemen. Bet you that blew your shit away, huh? Fuck, I find out it's Horatio, I'm all going, God damn, that's him up there. I'm just unwinding the cord, don't worry about it. People are all just going, no, it's the cord. That blew me away. I didn't know that was him. The one from Saturday Night Live. Remember? Yeah, you don't like Mexicans. I'm kidding. Horatio, no, no Mexican. I feel like Bahamas or some shit. I don't know where he's from. But anyway, no, he's from Chile. You ever been there? Yeah, Chile. It's a country. It's a very skinny little country. It goes right down the side. I'm going, how the hell is that a country, right? Why the fuck even make that a country, you know? Excuse my language. I don't usually swear. But the country's about this big. It looks like a little tiny tapeworm or some damn thing. And you go, what in the hell is that?
But America went down there and fomented a revolution and kicked everybody's ass and took out the commie and put in a good patriot, as it happened to be a fascist Nazi, but what the hell. And now it's just going along real good. And that's where Horatio's from, right, Horatio? No, I think. You from there? I was just making all that up. Holy shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to fool around here any longer. I got a wonderful man here, and his name's Phil Hendry.
Thank you.
I bet you thought he was going to introduce the... No, I'm going to introduce the great Brent Weinbach, folks. Brent Weinbach. Come on out, Brent. Thank you very much.
I like a woman with a nice figure. Right, men? I like a woman with some curves. I like a woman who looks like this. Right, men? This is my impression of a man who does not use phrases correctly. Hey, you know the movie Forrest Gump? Man, that's a good movie. I like that movie. Hey, what did you think of the movie Forrest Gump? I like that movie. What did you think of the movie Forrest Gump? Oh, you didn't like it? All right, more for me. This is my impression of a reformed gang member who now works as an auto mechanic. I'm pretty sure it's her thermostat, but just to make sure, I'm gonna run a full diagnostic. This is my impression of a reformed gang member who now works at Big Five Sporting Goods. I can check on the back if you want me to, but pretty much everything we got is on the shelf. This is my impression of professional psychologist Elvis Presley. This is my impression of the king of psychoanalysis, Elvis Presley. Can you tell me some things about your father? Just say some things about your father.
Veteran.
Uh-huh.
Great father.
Uh-huh. I don't want to do this next part of it, but tell me something about your mother.
Great woman.
Whoa, mama. I don't like that part of it, but thank you for participating in that impression. I like doing acting jobs because acting is a professional way of playing make-believe, and that's fun, right? And not just comedy, I can do serious stuff too. And recently I've been working on a dramatic scene in which I play the victim of a robbery. And I thought that tonight I could perhaps workshop this scene in front of you. How about it? All right, would you mind playing the role of the robber? You do mind. Okay. That was a yes, you do mind, right?
No, I don't mind.
You don't mind. Okay, sure. I don't want to put you on the spot. But if you don't mind, all right. So your line is stick 'em up. All right, you memorize your part?
Yeah.
I know it's a small part, but I think you can do a lot with it. And I'm the victim, and I'm scared. Okay, here we go. Action. Well, maybe give me a little more energy, though. A little more energy. Go ahead. Action.
Give me the money.
No, I'm thinking something more like this, all right? A little more deliberate. Stick 'em up. Like that. Got it? All right, you're sitting down. All right, go ahead. Sit down, robber. It's okay. You can sit down. It's a sit-down robber. No, please, sit down. The role is he's a sit-down robber. He's a robber in a wheelchair. He's not, he can walk, but he's sitting in a wheelchair, though. All right, go ahead. Action. I'm thinking maybe a little more intense, okay? Maybe, like, stick him up. Like that. Go ahead. Maybe stretch it out a little bit like this. Stick 'em up. Like that.
Stick 'em up.
I don't know, maybe more like this. Stick 'em up. Like that. Come on.
Stick 'em up.
Stick 'em up. Come on, you're doing great. Let's do this.
Stick 'em up.
think of it like a head honcho mafioso gangster. All right, very serious, very intimidating, like this. Stick 'em up. Like that.
Stick 'em up.
Let's just do a series of them until we get it right, all right? Let's, so, stick 'em up. Go ahead, come on.
Stick 'em up.
Stick 'em up.
Stick 'em up.
I'm just not believing it. I think acting is reacting. And for me to be believable, you need to be believable. Are you familiar with the works of Vidal Sassoon? If you don't look good, we don't look good. That's something important to bear in mind when tackling a dramatic scene like this. Let's take it one more time from the top. You're doing great, all right? I think we're almost there. Let's take it one more time from the top. Here we go. Action. Stick 'em up!
Stick 'em up!
How about I play the robber? I'll play the robber, you play the victim, all right? Let's try one time like that. Here we go. Action. Stick 'em up! Higher! Hands up! Higher! Higher! Feel it! Feel it! Fly! Fly! No, fly! Sit back down, actually fly! Bang, you're dead. That's the end of the scene. Thank you for participating. That was good work. That was good work. Who's excited about smooth jazz? A lot of people don't like smooth jazz. I like smooth jazz because smooth jazz makes everything look sexy. And to demonstrate this point, I'm going to do some stuff on stage. And through the power of smooth jazz, it'll magically become sexy right before your very eyes. All right, let's hit track one. Did that seem sexy to you? A baby coming out of a baby, coming out of a baby, coming out of a Russian mother? That's the power of smooth jazz. It made that sexy. Now, I don't know if anybody noticed, but there was an explosion sound effect in the middle of that piece. Did you guys hear it? You guys heard the explosion? I didn't put it there. I didn't edit the song and insert an explosion sound effect. The song is actually like that. And you could look it up for yourself. It's by Cole Tatum. Within My Person is the name of the track. And it's a real song, and you look it up for yourself. And to refresh your memory, or in case you missed it the first time, let's hear that part one more time. Let's hear track two. To me, the inclusion of an explosion sound effect in the middle of that smooth jazz song, to me, it made it funny, right? It made that smooth jazz song funny, right? To me, it made it comedic, and it made me think to myself, perhaps if I started using explosions in my stand-up comedy, then perhaps my jokes might become funnier, or to some people, funny. And so tonight, what I would like to do is I'd like to perform for you a joke using an explosion sound effect. How about it? I'd like to perform for you a joke using an explosion sound effect. How about it? Yeah. All right, here we go. Because of my boyish looks and small body frame, people oftentimes ask me if I even have hair on my chest. Does hair growing only from my nipples count? Works. Dax, that is okay. Is that what is that? What light is that? One? All right. Are there any creeps here tonight? But round of applause. Here's a tip: if you're ever out and about, out on the field, and you want to do some creeping, but you're in a wide open area where there's nothing to creep around. Right, because you know how when you want to creep, you need something to creep around. You need a wall or the corner of a building. But say you're in a wide open space where you don't have that, you can simply use your own arm. And then when you're finished, you just take your hand and put it back where it goes. Back where it's safe and easy to access. You can use your hand for lots of other things, too. You can use it to change a channel on the remote. You can use it to grab a French fry, pop it in your mouth. You can use it for anything you like. It's yours to keep, and it's yours to creep. And if you want to change things up, add a little variety to your life, you can use your hand to creep Venetian style. You just rotate your arm to the side. How do you close it? How do you close it? How do you close it? You guys know how to close it? How do you close it? What? Far away? But this way?
I'm toward you.
Towards me? Towards me? Okay, hold on. I'm trying to do it. I can't. It won't close. It's not closing. Hold up. Venetian style is an advanced style. You should first master original style before you move on to Venetian style. My name is Brent Weinbach. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Brent Weinbach, folks. God damn. I think we need Pastor William Rennick to, Pastor. I don't know.
do you want me to say after that? What the hell am I supposed to say after that? That young man is fantastic. That young man is amazing. That's a young man, you know what? That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Amen. Every time I come out to these comedy clubs to try to clean these dumps up, because y'all messed up, right? You need God. You need God. Come out here, I say y'all need God. I come out and see a young man like that. That's a young man. He's a blessing. I'd love to take him on the road with me. Well, never mind. He's a great young man. Phil asked me to come out here to bless you because y'all got a big treat in store for you now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see y'all paying attention now, aren't you? Y'all sitting on your ass. Now, come on, Pastor Rennick, lay it on me, you know. Give me all that good shit, you know. I say shit. Yeah, I do. I do. God don't care. God don't give a fuck. He don't. He wants you to come to him in all the beautiful, hellacious, rotten foulness of yourself. So God can say, wow, woo-hoo, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I got nothing for that. Let me just tell you all this, and I'll bring Phil. He's a wonderful young man. Phil, I've been with Phil for many, many years. Why? I don't know. But he come out to L.A. I just want y'all to have a good time tonight. Drive safely going home tonight. I know a lot of you have been drinking, and you think you make it home, the cop's going to pull your ass over. You'll be in the, I've been in the tank. Are y'all been in the tank? You ain't all been in the tank? Bullshit, you been in the tank. I got right there. I knew you. I spotted your ass, and then you come in the door. Motherfucker been in the tank. You don't want that. You don't want it on your record. No, what's that? Only once. Bullshit. Yeah. So, look, man, I'm going to have a conversation with you, man. This ain't confession, you know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring on Phil Henry, bring on a great treat for you, but remember that. Remember what I said. What did I say? Forget it. Jesus. What's wrong? Fuck it. Okay. Pastor William Rennick. That's how you end all of those, right? I end it always with fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, Margaret Cho. Margaret Cho, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, hey. I'm wearing a wig. It's like real hair. It's a wig. So I'm like an Asian wearing another Asian's hair. That's like evil, right? Do I look white? I'm trying to look white. No, I'm trying to look white because I want to be an actor. Can't be an Asian actor. There's no roles for Asian actors. I've been like in movies and stuff for like 25 years, but I never do anything in the movie. Like usually I'm like in a legal drama, and then I hand the white star a file, you know, and I go, "You ain't gonna like this." So that's what I do mostly in my acting for 25 years. Is that's it? Or I'll go pick up the phone. It's for you. That's it. That's like my whole reel is handing people shit. Handing somebody white something and then receiving it. And the camera goes away with them. But they're like, don't like have like Asian stars and stuff. Like the closest we have is Emma Stone. Like she's usually playing Asian people. And I don't think she looks that Asian, but I guess she does in Hollywood. It's a process called whitewashing, and this has happened for a long time. A good example is Kung Fu. There used to be a show called Kung Fu about a Buddhist monk traveling the American West, solving crime with Tai Chi. And then it was written, the role was written, the show was written for Bruce Lee, and when they went to make the show, they realized that Bruce Lee was Chinese, so they panicked. And they cast David Carradine because he was more believable as the Asian guy. And he's not Chinese. That show should not have been called Kung Fu. It should have been called He's Not Chinese. So this has happened for a long time. And now current example would be Tilda Swinton from Doctor Strange, which is the Marvel movie, in which Tilda Swinton plays an old Asian man. And when she got the role, she got all this internet hate about it. People were really pissed off. So she was really confused and upset. And so she wanted to talk to me about it. So she asked Mrs. Swan from Mad TV to hook us up because she thought that lady was Asian. She's not, but she thought that she was. And but she did know me, so I don't know these white people playing Asian roles. They're all in a league together. They all hang out somewhere. So Tilda Swinton reached out to me, and she's like, I don't understand why people are so angry with me. I just don't understand. I'm a fine actor, and I can play any role just as well as any Asian actor. I can. If you could just tell all the Asian people not to be so angry with me, make sure that they know that I'm a fine actor. So tell all the Asian people. I'm like, bitch, I don't know all the Asian people in the world. Like, I don't have a yellow phone under a cake dome. Hello? Like, I can't call them. But the subtext of the conversation was weird. Like, it made me feel like I was a house Asian. Like, I'm an Asian, like, in the house. Like, I'm up in her bedroom, like, brushing her hair. Like, yes, Missy. Yes, madame. Please tell the Asians in the field not to be so angry about the rice tax. So she also said, please don't tell anyone that we had this conversation. So that usually to me means, please tell everyone we had this conversation. So I told everybody that I knew. And she got mad. And she posted all of our correspondence on Vanity Fair, which is, like, so white. And they'll be on my side. No, she still looks like a racist cunt. But it's scary to have Tilda Swinton pissed off at you. Because she's, like, a weird, like, she's, like, queen of the fairies or something. Like, she's real weird. Like, it's, like, weird. It's like getting in a fight with Bjork. Like, you don't know how they're not going to fight in the same way. You know, Bjork might scream and be like, ah! And like, shatter your eardrums. It's a very weird fight to be in. Whenever I get in a fight with a white bitch, it has to be the whitest bitch in the world. You know, like, Tilda Swinton could not be more white. The other white bitch I got in a fight with was Gwen Stefani. When the Harajuku Girls came out, I was offended because the Harajuku Girls didn't do anything except be real Japanese behind her. They were, oh, yeah. And I said, that is a minstrel show. And Gwen was pissed. She's still pissed because white people hold a grudge. Can't hold a tan. But they could hold a grudge for a real long time. She's still mad at me. Like, if I did the voice, she wouldn't turn her chair around. She's furious. And everybody was like asking me, like, well, Tilda's angry with you. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? We need a press quote. We need a quote for you from you now. And I said, well, I just think Asian actors should play Asian roles. And if you don't think so, why don't you go to sleep at a museum? Which is what she did. Tilda Swinton had an art show where she fell asleep at the museum. And she said that was art. I'm like, bitch, you're not an artist. You just tired. That's stupid. How entitled did you have to be to fall asleep at a museum and call that art? That's a white bitch doing that. No person of color would ever fall asleep at a museum. Wake up, you're not finished cleaning. Why are you sleeping? So David Carradine, after Kung Fu was over, he would not stop being Chinese. Like, he fucking couldn't stop. Like, he just pretended to be Chinese for the rest of his life. Like, he was so committed to it. And I actually met him one time, and he goes, what is your name? Actual Asian. What is your name? He died in Bangkok of autoerotic asphyxiation, which is like the most Chinese way to die. Like, no, actually, I'm sorry. The most Chinese way to die is to be drowned as a newborn. That. All right, I'm done. Thank you. Bye.
Margaret Cho. Margaret Cho. God damn.
That was beautiful. That's what I'm talking about. That was beautiful. One time I'm listening to Kenny Burrell on my way here to the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach. A lot of you people are too young to remember that. Anybody remember Lighthouse, Hermosa Beach? That ain't the same thing as a goddamn jazz club. You live there. You go to the Starbucks every day. I used to go to Lighthouse, a jazz club. I used to go see Kenny Burrell. You go over and see what they got with the macchiato bullshit seat. No, it's all right. Young lady, you're very fine. Thank you. You're very fine. No. I'm married to a young lady. Her name is, I forget her name, but I married her for so many years, although there was sexual tension between me and the Queen of England when we visited there. I know it sounds weird, but we visited the England on our way from a whirlwind tour in the Middle East where we saw many of the religious sites. We stopped off in England. I met the Queen of England. I noticed a little bit of sexual tension. That's what I noticed. Then I found out that I wasn't the Queen of England. That was a mother. Fuck this, Phil.
So I thought so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us this evening. We have a great, great young man to follow up with Margaret. In fact, he arrived with her. She came up ahead of him, so I think we got a really, really good treat in store for you right now. Theo Von, folks, come on.
Y'all give it up for Phil Hendry right there, guys. It's an honor, man. One of the greatest throats in America right there on that gentleman. Thank you, Phil. It's a pleasure, dude. Yeah, one more time for Margaret Cho, guys. A beautiful piece of joy she is, huh? Good to be here, man. A falcon just died, dude. I got an app on my phone. Tells you when a falcon dies. Yeah, minus one falcon. So, free app. So you can pay $2.99, tell you how it died. You know, if you're into all of that. But anyway, man, we're down a bird, bro. What's going on, dude? Not much, man. I realize I would own a slave, bruh. I'll be honest with y'all. I would, man. You? Everybody else has one, bruh. Even your black friends have one. So you're considering it now. You in, bruh? Be honest with yourself. You think robots will ever take over the world or not? Yeah. And you own an iPhone, don't you? Yeah. Just saying, dude. You don't think they're going to be pissed one day about that? You used to watch porn on my grandmother? Whatever, dude. Good to be here, I guess, now that that all fucking went to shit. I'm from a small town, man. Our town's most famous, Lee Harvey Oswald, went to our middle school. Yeah, true story. Basketball player Pistol Pete Maravich lived and died in our town. So, two good shooters. From downtown, both of them. My best friend growing up, this boy named Danny, he was born with some deficiencies. He had extra salivary glands in his face, you know. He was real juiced up in the jowls, this little gentleman. And when he would get to smiling or feeling real joyous, he would spray out the sides of his mouth, you know. So you had to keep a rag on you and dry him up at the corners. And that's friendship. Now, unfortunately, though, the devil got him twice because he was also born with a wrist in his neck. Yeah. And I don't know, I'm not in the bone game, you know. I don't know how it breaks down, you know. Maybe God was out of necks when they made him, but he was born with a wrist in his neck. And about every 4 seconds, he had this condition where he would just be like, just like that, you know. Just like that, you know. Just like, what'd I miss? And he was my best friend. He was also easy to do magic on. But I grew up in the Stray Animal Belt. And that's just early 90s. God was making extra animals and trying them out on us, you know. My other best friend growing up was this boy named Derry, named after the food group. He was. Yogurt and everything. And he had Down syndrome. You've heard of it, right? Popular disease. But they never got the paperwork done on him because his mother was an alcoholic, you know. So he just had it, you know, just freelance, you know. And his mom would be like, he don't have it. We'd be like, he has Down syndrome, Miss Janet. She'd be like, no, he don't. He's Irish. Like, nobody's that Irish, Janet. That's past Irish. That's Irish plus, Janet. True story, dude. We used to go drink together at the Ramada. They didn't have a bar in there, but you tell them. Meanwhile, we're going to sit in the lobby and finish this Riesling. What else, man? Y'all don't want to take a ride with me? Fine, I'll stay right here. My mother won a perm on the radio once. She did. She won it outright. Nope. All right. My brother used to try to fuck me when we were children. Oh, that's okay for you? All right, cool. And I thought I was the wrong one. Not anymore. He did. And we weren't gays or anything. We was just little straights, you know, two little straights. And he was 7, I was 5, and he got early onset erections. You know, he just got sprung just real early, right? Just badow, you know, just, just blood first on that little Indian. And he kind of realized he could hide his body in my body. Yeah, because he was like a problem solver kind of boy. And he was always tackling me. You know, when you tackle anybody 60, 70 times, you're going to try to pump down on them, you know. And that's nature. Yes, it is. Tackle your mailman 60 times. If you ain't dry humping that beautiful gentleman by time 40, then that's something wrong with you. Don't you blame it on him. He's hard working. He's showing up sweaty. But this is how I stopped my brother, guys. So for my 4th birthday, I got a little bag of jingle bells for my birthday. Beautiful little bells. And still, honestly, I think one of the most underrated instruments of our time. And they were precious metal, I think, or maybe even stainless steel. They were all mine, and each one had my initials engraved on it. And I would shake the bag of them when I was at church, or sometimes even if I was just at home feeling joyous by myself. So my brother and I shared a room, right? And I've never been married, but I do know what it's like to share a room with somebody you don't want to fuck for about a year and a half. That's a great joke, so eat a can of ass meat if you didn't laugh at that one. So at night, I would get into my bed, and I would get under the covers, and I'd get my little bag of jingle bells, and I would set one on top of the blanket right there. Boop, and then one, boop, and then boop, 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 making me a little alarm gate. Then I'd lay back and balance a couple of JBs up here on my clavicles and just wait. And if I heard something seasonal, I knew he was trying to do sex. And sometimes I would think I would hear something, but it would just be a Christmas memory. So that's very bizarre. What else, dude? My cousin got bit by this gay guy. So we'll see. He did off La Brea, dude. Young dude, big quads, Filipino. So I'm not judging his nature, but come on, bro. You know, if you see something flying at you that's kind of light skinned with its mouth open, it could easily be him. Yeah, small town, man. They just busted a man in my hometown with a 30-pound bag of hamster bones on him. What do you mean, what? You didn't hear me. They just busted a man A grown man with 30 pounds of hamster bones in a pillowcase in the back of a Toyota Tercel. They got him. They got him. My buddy's like, what'd they charge him with? I'm like, with working for Satan, dude, okay? With freelancing for Voldemort, all right? With being a damn pet Dexter, okay? The dude had the ivory of Arkansas, daddy. I don't give a damn what they got him for. They got him. How many hamsters you think that is, brother? 30 pounds of bone. 500? 2,000. Don't guess low around me. 2,000 hamsters, because the hamster don't have much bone in it, people. Maybe an eighth of an ounce in the chest plate. You can't even make a wish on a hamster at Thanksgiving if you're having hamster with a friend. If you got a friend. They got him, dude. Yeah. What do you mean, what? You don't have the law works? They got him. If you get pulled over and you got 30 pounds of fucking little baby bear bone in a pillowcase in the back of a Toyota Tercel, you're going to jail, honey. They got him. I grew up in a hamster breeding area, dude, so I'm familiar with the environment, you know? He used to sell hamsters, dude. My first job, selling hamsters, people, on ecstasy. Swear to God, dude, outside of concerts. Green Day, Acid Bath, Gerald Levert. And if you don't think you'll buy a hamster when you're on ecstasy, then you'll buy two, little daddy, okay? Because I know, dude. I know. Praise God. But yeah, man, gay guy bit my cousin, dude. So we'll see what happens, dude. Oh, got him good, too, right in the solar plex, wherever that is, the solar plex. They're always talking about him. They're just, I think, mythical bones. So what else, man? I think we might be good. Did we cover everything? You guys, thank you so much for coming out tonight to the world-famous improv, Mr. Phil Henry.
Theo Von. Woo! That don't bring back memories. Oh. Fantastic. I don't know what we have coming up next. Something really awesome. I think that's our show for this evening, folks. Pastor Rennick, thank you.
That was out of sight, man. I let that young man, you say it reminds you of you, young, you.
Well, reminds me of, you know, hanging out in Florida.
Hanging out in Florida. Yeah, that's the home of the devil, all right. So,
my mother, Jesus.
Fuck it then, man. I'm going to go back and talk to my old lady, you know. Raise some money for that 7-jet spa that I'm trying to put in over there at the church. Yeah, get myself some silver bullets in case of Wolverine coming around at Halloween. Oh, you think that's bullshit? No, it's true. See, I believe in God, but I also believe in werewolves. So, you got your bases covered. I got my bases covered, thank you.
All right, folks, so anyway, as I was saying, it's just killing some time. What do we got, Dax? We cool? We good? Am I looking good? He's eating. You know, he's back there doing,
what's that?
No, we're fine. All right, brother. So, folks, thank you so much. We'll be back next month, first week in February. But until then, everything here at the Hollywood Improv is absolutely free, including the booze. All right, thank you.
Woo!
Once again, thanks for coming out to the Hollywood Improv Lab. We do have to begin seating for the next show, which starts in 20 minutes. If you got a tab, don't forget to pay. But once again, we do have to clear this room out immediately. Thank you so much for coming to Phil Henry and Friends. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.